Thanks, Charlie. Lyme disease, unfortunately, is here to stay. It affects more than 300,000 Americans every year. And Mark Hopwood of Trumbull, Connecticut, is one of them.
I noticed I was getting dizzy and very quickly fatigued. I was like bedridden, and then they finally diagnosed me.
Mark got the disease in 2010. His wife and two children got it 2 years later. The Hopwoods live in a wooded suburb, great place to raise kids, but at the same time, the perfect environment for the ticks that spread Lyme disease. In a moment, the latest information from the CDC on how to fight back. First, this from Charlie. Lyme disease is transmitted by a persistent black-legged tick, and after years of research, the CDC has specific advice on what to do, and it boils down to this. Stay away from ticks.
It's very difficult. Ticks are very small.
Dr. Mela Shu is with the Global Lyme Alliance, and she says your first move should be that if you live in a wooded area, wear long sleeves, socks, shoes, and apply tick repellent. And then assume that even that is not going to be completely effective.
Taking showers after being outdoors and checking ourselves, our children, our pets, for the presence of ticks.
Researchers also recommend taking steps to keep ticks out of the yard in the first place. Get rid of dead leaves, spray insecticides. That can lower the number of ticks by about 80%. But of course, that still leaves 20%. It's enough to make you want to move back to the city. Despite her own encounter with Lyme disease, Betsy Hopwood is not going to be doing that, but she has learned her lesson.
Make sure you're not in the woods and then just going home and going to bed. You have to, you know, take a shower, wash your clothes, you know, be cautious.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.